The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Welcome to episode 151 of the Extra Mile Podcast. How is everybody? This is your host, Kevin. And I'm sitting on my front porch in a rocking chair right now. Yeah, I know, not exactly the spot where you and I usually chat a little bit, but here's the deal. Sometimes I think that I don't always do the smartest things. You ever get that feeling? In fact, sometimes I think that my wisdom stops right at the edge of just being able to recognize when I did something that wasn't so smart. And it doesn't very often go too much farther than that. But this morning, I think I did something rather wise. For the past week, we've had temperatures here in Cincinnati in the low to mid 90s with the real feel heat index of 100 and above. So this morning I decided enough of that and got up early, and instead of going out for a walk, I headed out the door for a run. It was still rather warm. It was already 75 degrees at 5:45 this morning, but Mr. Sun was not beating down on me. So although it was a big time skoosh morning, it was far better than 90 degree weather with the sun beating down. And if you need any other evidence for the whole wisdom thing that I got going on, I ran this morning a little over 4 miles, and then came back, did some work, got the kids on the bus, did a little more work, and then went for a 3 mile walk, and took my recorder with me, and had intended on speaking with you like I usually do out on a little walk. But as I turned my recorder on and checked it out before I left the house, I noticed that the battery low indicator was on. Did I care? No. So let me start over by saying welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast, episode 151, take 2. So my training's going rather nice. I spoke a little bit about the weather. I've missed some quality runs, some things I should have done, a magic mile, and what else? I missed one long run, I know, just because of the 100-degree weather, but I posted a video earlier this week that I was raising the white flag and would get back to all of that and get back on track. I've stayed on about as good a track as I think I can with this weather, but anyway, I'm doing halfway decent in the Biggest Loser contest we got going on with 45 to 50 other extra milers. I'm not winning. I'm probably in 10th place, something like that. I just posted some results this morning over at Facebook. But I could care less if I win that one, if I can lose some weight. We've done this for 4 weigh-ins now. So, no, I'm sorry, 3 weigh-ins. 4 weeks and 3 weigh-ins. And I'm down between 4 and 5 pounds, so I'm slow and steady. I'm losing about 1 pound a week, which is slower than I would like, but probably way smarter than I would like. So anyway, I'm moving along pretty well with that deal. So let's get to the good stuff. In this episode, we've got some more race and training life updates. We've got a few first-timers, which I absolutely love. In fact, one of our first-timers I'm going to start out with, she'll mention it's her first time. She and I are Fitbit friends and have been for quite some time. And she's so excited to be a first-timer and to actually submit for the Extra Mile that she forgets to mention her name. It's my girlfriend from Denver, Rebecca. So we'll start off with Rebecca and get to the rest of them. And we'll chat again at the end. Y'all enjoy your Extra Mile.
Hello, all you Extra Milers. I hope you're doing well and enjoying your run, whenever that is. I just listened to episode 150 and I thought, how come no one west of Iowa calls in? There's something wrong with that. So I decided we needed to do that. All of us on the west side. I'm in Denver, Colorado, and have never called in, although Kevin and I are Fitbit buddies. I have three kids, and the oldest one, like Dave's kiddo, is getting ready to drive soon, and that's hard to believe because I'm not old enough. But she's also interested in running a half marathon for her birthday. So I thought I should start packing in the miles and be ready to run a half marathon in October, should I need to accompany her. My husband's been packing on the miles too. I think he's run over 26 miles in a week. And he's not a runner. So, I love how running brings us back together and allows you to meet people that you wouldn't otherwise meet, like all my Extra Miler friends. So, here's a quick introduction. And if you're ever on this side of the continent, on the Front Range of the Rocky Mountains, do look me up, Facebook me or something, and let's get together. Enjoy your extra mile.
Thank you. Thank you. All of you are just too much. Thank you. Cause the feeling is gone and I must get it back right away before she sees.
Hey Kevin and all you Extra Milers, it's Katie from Houston. Hello everybody. Well Kevin, the time has come. I know I've been threatening you for several months now via email and text message that I was going to create a post about Jeff Galloway and Barry Manilow, two of my favorite people. And I think I finally found the inspiration for that. So as some of you may know, I'm a huge Barry Manilow fan. And back in February when he was here in concert, I had some terrific seats that my husband was able to secure for me. And I was invited up on stage to dance with him. So I was one out of 20,000 screaming middle-aged women at the Barry Manilow concert. And was really fortunate to get up there and dance with him and talk to him for a couple of minutes, actually 40 seconds, but who's counting? Anyway, it was a great experience. And so I told Kevin, because I love Jeff and I love Barry, that I'd submit a few comments comparing the two of them. But the more the time went on, the more I thought, how do you compare such great people, two great people? But it's been lingering in the back of my head. So this weekend, last weekend, I guess, I was out on a long run, and the Barry Manilow song, trying to get the feeling again, popped into my head. You know, I've been up, I've been down, trying to get the feeling again. I won't sing it. But that's the song, and it occurred to me that that's really been the theme for me for the last few months. I've been just kind of in a running funk, and about, I don't know, 5 weeks ago or so, I listened to Steve Runner's podcast where he spoke about what's been going on in his life, and it's, you know, it sounds like it's a lot more than a funk, but it just made me reflect upon my own situation and how burnt out I've been over the last, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 months. I think after running 2 marathons and 2 half marathons in the fall going into January, it was just too much for me, and quite frankly, I think just kind of wore me out a bit. So as I was thinking about that song and just how apropos it really is for my situation. But here's the cool part. So what really, I think, kicked me out of the funk was Jeff, and that is because a couple weeks ago, Susan, Jeff's assistant, I guess, I think that's what she does. She coordinates all of his e-coaching clients. Sent out an email to a group of people saying they had some extra bibs for the Marine Corps Marathon and asked if anyone was interested. So when I got the email, I don't know, an hour or two, one Sunday morning after she had sent it, I looked up from my phone and asked my husband, and he said, yes, you need it. You need it. You need to get back into the swing of things. Do it. So I said yes, and then obsessively checked my email for the rest of the day. And later in the afternoon, I got an email back from her, and sure enough, I'm going. I was able to get another bib, and I'll be going to run the Marine Corps Marathon for the third time this year. So I'm really excited about it. Anyway, so that for me was kind of the intersection of Barry and Jeff. And so now that I am back in the swing of things, if you will, it's a miracle. That's another Barry Manilow song, Kevin. I'm really looking forward to October, and then I'm looking forward to seeing many of you in December in Atlanta. Kevin, thank you for this podcast and everything else you do. I'll talk to you soon. Everybody have a great extra mile.
Greetings, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Stan from Central Illinois, just checking in with a little bit of an update. It's Monday, August 8, 2016. Just finished a 6-mile training run in this sticky, humid weather here we've been having for about, seems like, the last 6 or 7 weeks. Currently in training for the Jackson Hole, Wyoming Marathon, which is 4 weeks from this past Saturday, and then 5 weeks after that, running the Crazy Horse Marathon in South Dakota. Got a really good friend who's chasing 50 states. I think she's at 37 or 38 right now, and I go run with her because, number one, have a lot of fun running marathons with her, and secondly, and maybe even more importantly now that we've run so many together, my wife and I, and she and her husband, we just have so much fun together, spending the weekend together, and just a good time with those folks. Travel all over the country with them, and we've become very close friends. Did 20 this past Saturday using the Galloway, of course, 2-1 ratios. Felt really good throughout. Felt strong at the end, and actually probably could have done another mile or two, but I quit at 20. I think I'll call 20 my longest run for this current marathon training cycle. And Kevin, congratulations on 150 episodes. Been with you off and on throughout that time, and really enjoy listening to you. And I know it's hot there too in Ohio where you live, as it seems like it's been that hot just darn near all over the country. And, well, I just thought I would let you know what was going on in my little piece of the world and what my training was like, and hope to see you out on the road someday. And, hey, one other thing. Looks like you had a fantastic time in Jamaica from looking at your social media post. Thanks for putting together this great podcast, and y'all take care now. Bye-bye.
Hey, Kevin. And all you extra mile listeners, this is Chris. And I just wanted to sort of introduce myself. I figured I was thinking the Extra Mile podcast Facebook site, you would be able to put a face with a name. So everybody go there and look at my face with my name. I am passionate about running, and I always have been. I ran cross country in school. I was never very good at it, but I went away from it a little bit in college, but came back to it in my 30s, and then I became obsessed with the marathon. And it's interesting because the area I live near Boston, it's sort of in our cultural DNA, the marathon, right? We're all sort of obsessed with it. So it's a really vibrant running community. And I figured out in my 30s how to train and qualify for the Boston Marathon and went through, I'm up to 18 of those. But I've learned so much, and it really transformed me as a person, as a human, as an athlete, all those things. So one of the other things that happened in the early 2000s, since I was kind of obsessed and passionate, I started writing about it and started doing a podcast about running. And that allowed me to meet the community, right? This is the greatest thing, is you get to meet this community, this far-flung community of which the Extra Mile is a part. And so I met Kevin and Steve and Eddie and Adam and Nigel and all these great folks back in the, geez, guys, we've been doing this for 15 years now, talking to each other. And I'm, you know, so I'm truly grateful for the gifts of community and the gifts, you know, of athleticism and all the stuff I've been given and my ability and my choice to use it. And but most importantly, it's not about me. So I just wanted to leave this short video so you could put a face with a name. This is Chris, and it's really about being of service, right? Being of service. So if it's not about me, so if I can be of any service, let me know. All right, cheers.
Hello, Kevin, and all you Extra Milers. This is Chris checking in from Virginia Beach. It's been about, looking at the date of my last submission, it's been almost 2 months since I sent anything in, so I figured I better get on this. And I actually have two race reports to send in. The first was from way back on July 2nd. I ran the Independence Day weekend 17.76K race. I don't even remember where it was in Virginia. It was about 2 hours away from my house. But it was my longest race to date. I figured it would be my tune-up for the upcoming Patrick Henry half marathon that I'll be running at the end of August. 17.76K runs out to about 11 miles. Kind of a mixed bag on this race. As far as the race experience for just running it, not bad. I finished the race in 1 hour, 44 minutes, 38 seconds, which was right around a 9.5 minute pace. Given the fact that it was July, it was pretty hot that morning. And the last half of the race was essentially through a path that took you around the vineyards on the plantation. No shade, no relief. So the last half of the race was pretty brutal. I will be really happy with that pace. As far as organization of the race, I probably won't run it again. Just there were some things that were promised that the race organizers didn't deliver on. Including, I didn't experience this, but a couple friends of mine got to the last couple of water stops and there was no water. When I got to the last water stop, it was obvious they were running low because they had water and Gatorade, and the Gatorade was literally about 10 parts Gatorade, one part water. So that wasn't incredibly pleasant. But one thing that, and I don't know why this bothered me, but it did, because there was two races going on. There was a 17.76K and then a 7.4K, and they promised different finishers medals for each race. The 17.76 medal was like 6 inches, a huge medal. And come to find out, we get there day of the race, and oh, it doesn't matter which race you run, you're getting the same big, huge medal. Maybe not a big deal to some, but to me, I ran my butt off for 11 miles, and I get the same reward as somebody that only ran five. Again, maybe that's a little thing, but there were other things that were promised at the after party of the race that the company didn't deliver on. So I'm glad I ran it for the experience of going that distance. Probably won't run that particular race again when it comes around next year. Moving ahead to the end of July. In fact, this was just about a week and a half ago. I ran the Virginia Beach Summer Series 5K, which actually what the race organizers did. Every Wednesday for 8 straight weeks, they organized a 5K on the boardwalk here in Virginia Beach. And I was like, well, hey, I live here. I ought to at least do one of these. So the last minute, I decided to sign up for what would be the next to last one. And, you know, the heat and humidity of the summer have really been killing my pace. I've been kind of nursing a calf on and off for the last month and a half, although that's feeling a lot better in the last week or so. So hopefully I'm past that. But I went out knowing it wasn't going to be a PR race. It was hot, muggy. And I ran that one in 27:03. It was a lot of fun. I hope they do that kind of event next year. So if you happen to vacation in Virginia Beach during the summer, it's definitely worth looking to see if they are running those Wednesday morning 5Ks. I think it's like $25 entry fee, and you get a beach towel and a finisher's medal, which is kind of cool. But anyway, those are the race reports. Real quick training update. I'm now 2.5 weeks away from running the Patrick Henry Half Marathon in Ashland, Virginia. Don't know if I'll see any extra milers there. Would love to, but we'll see what happens. It'll be my first actual half marathon race. I've done the distance in training, but just haven't done it in a race. So looking forward to getting that out of the way. And then we'll move ahead and start preparing for the Baltimore half in October. But anyway, that's what's going on here in hot, humid Virginia Beach. Hope y'all are staying hydrated, staying cool, and enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers, this is Suzanne calling in from Lexington, Kentucky with a training update, a race report, and a confession. Training update. I may have found a running partner. There is a local running club, most of them kids, very fast, and just never felt up to even trying until I... On their Facebook page, I took a deep breath, jumped in, and said, I'm old and slow, who'll join me? And a gentleman, a little bit younger than I am, joined in. So for the past two Saturdays, he's really pushed me, and I brought him into the Galloway fold. He was doing 4.1s and 7.2s, and I taught him 30.30s, and it was like the clouds parted and the angels sang, and he was faster than he had been, and he wasn't hurting. So, new recruit, and who knows, maybe you'll be hearing more from him. So that's the training. Race report. Bluegrass 10,000, July the 4th. It was hot and muggy. The Bluegrass 10,000 has been running as long as the Peachtree, but just not as famous. And everybody can come because they never sell out. And we kind of just stumble around, and it's fairly flat. There's no hills, and it's a good, fun race. And this year, I looked ahead, and I saw a fellow walking, and he and I did the old run-walk thing where, you know, when I'm running, I pass him, and then when I'm walking, he catches up. So we did the slingshot thing back and forth for a while, and at one point, he called over, and he said, so you doing heart rate training? And I said, no, Galloway, the beeper is for my intervals. And he said, well, whatever it takes to get it done. And I mean, he's just a really nice person. And then he got ahead of me when I stopped to hug my husband and pet my dog because That's what races are all about. And then toward the end, and I managed my 6 miles very well, started with my son and his whatever she is, nice young lady in his life, and I'm glad. So you mothers and fathers out there understand. And anyway, I was kind of by myself at the end and trudging on, and looked up ahead and saw the gentleman that was walking, and he was maybe 50, 60, 75 feet ahead of me. And here comes the confession. People, I am not competitive. Really, really not competitive. Okay, there's been a couple of times, like my very first race, and there was that 20-year-old, just my size Barbie doll, who was dancing to the music at the start, and okay, mile, she shot out ahead of me, way ahead. At mile 10, she was sitting on the side of the road, kind of heaving, and yeah, I had some thoughts. I kind of gloated as I went on by in my little old lady run walk, but this was a nice gentleman, and I saw him up ahead, and I decided, I'm going to beat him, and I started full out running. And I think I was sprinting at the end, and yes, I passed him. And I almost threw up. I mean, I was really pushing way too hard. And I passed him, and I finished, and I beat him. And I felt bad about it ever since. But that's my confession. There is a competitive streak in me somewhere, and I'm going to try to squash it, because that just was not a nice thing to do. That's it. Y'all have fun, enjoy your extra mile, and keep on running. Bye.
Greetings, Kevin, and fellow Extra Mile Podcast listeners. Once again, Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, checking in. Not real sure on the quality of this recording, because I got a new phone the other day. I had a LG G2 Android phone, and it developed a dead spot in the screen. And of course, the dead spot was right at the bottom where the keyboard is, so that was the end of sending any emails, messages, pushing any of the buttons that would get me to the internet, to the internet browser. So I bit the bullet, went out and bought a new phone. Well, my contract was up anyway. So anyway, I got an iPhone, which I'm still trying to figure out how to use. I do have an iPad, so it is somewhat familiar, but I'm not at all sure on recording and then emailing a recording. So hopefully this will all work out. And this makes it to the boss man, Kevin, and eventually makes it probably to 151. I listened to 150, episode 150. Today's Monday the 15th, so I ran Saturday. So Saturday morning, I guess I listened to 150. Congratulations, Kevin. Been doing it for quite some time. I'm sitting here in the car, finished up my 10-miler today, and parked behind me, there's, I don't know, 5 or 6 cars, and when I went up the hill for mile 9, turned around, there were a pack of girls running, young women. And I think it's the Iowa Western, it's a junior college, I guess, whatever they call them nowadays. But it's an Iowa Western cross-country, girls cross-country, women's cross-country team. So I stopped there at 9 to turn around. They went by with those young legs and young heart. And I said, how far today? She goes, 16. And all I could say was, I remember when. So that's pretty good. They're out doing 16-miler. on a Monday. I think school's probably starting about probably this week, so they're probably getting organized and getting ready for the fall cross-country season. But anyway, today another 10-miler, and actually my fastest 10-miler of the year, so I really don't know where it came from. I started in the dark with the headlamp for a first mile or so, and I really didn't have a clue what I was going to do. I was just going to run 10 miles, but you know, I went three up and down, three up and back, which gave me six. And I noticed the average pace was 8:40 something at that time, which I thought, oh, that's pretty good, because I didn't feel at all under any stress or pressure. I mean, it was an easy six. Grabbed some Gatorade and went north a mile and back, and then up a mile and back for the 10. The last mile was a 7:22, and that's the fastest closing mile that I've had in a long time. I know at least 2 years. I had a 7:32 and a 7:33, you know, this month for a closing mile, but I don't know where the 7:22 came from. And I mean, it was probably all I had, but I gotta be pleased with that at 65 going on 66 years old. So maybe there's some hope for the old guy yet. So anyway, just checking in on my new phone here. So when I get back home, I'll try to figure out how to email it to Kevin. But 150 episodes, you know, that kind of just snuck right up. I should have known when I saw the 149 that 150 is kind of a milestone. So good for you, Kevin. And thank you, Kevin, for sticking with it. And all the people that over the years have been a part of it, thanks to you. I know there's a lot more people listen than submit. So for you lurkers who listen, take the time and send in a submission. It's always nice to hear new contributors, what they're doing, what they're up to. That's always nice. So think about it. It doesn't hurt. I mean, you know, nobody bites you or anything. So with that, I'll sign off. Check in a week or two. I got to get home, take a shower. I got a guy coming to work on my lawn tractor this morning because I got to get mowed here another day or so, depending on the rain. Beautiful morning. The last few mornings have been kind of nice. It's been down to 60. This morning was 63. It's going to warm up for a couple days, and then I think I saw in the long-range forecast down in the 50s for some overnight lows. So, you know, the cooler temperatures obviously help with the speeds, with the pace, with the average pace. So looking forward to fall. Looking forward to starting to back off a little bit on the miles. And then we'll go from there. So I'll check in a couple weeks, Kevin. Appreciate again all you do. Everybody train safe. Good luck on fall races. 5K, 10Ks, half or full marathons, or for some of you guys that are crazy, those ultras, good luck. Stay safe. Talk to you later. Jim, south of Council Bluffs, Iowa. Check it out. Bye.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Dr. Amanda from Valhalla, New York, calling with an update. And Maya, I guess it's been a while since I've updated. So I'm in the middle of training for the New York City Marathon, and I'm not using Galloway. Rich and I have signed up with PRS Fit, and we are doing a heart rate-based training plan. And I'm running more miles a week than I've ever done before, but my long runs are not Galloway long runs. They're definitely much shorter, and this mind shift has been pretty challenging for me. So I'm trying to believe and have faith in the plan, but it seems weird to me that my longest long run before the New York City Marathon is going to be 3 hours and 15 minutes. When you consider that my fastest marathon was around 5:07, that's pretty short. This summer, we went to Chicago for the Rock and Roll Half Marathon. We ran with some friends and had a blast. Seriously, a great trip. We ran the race for fun with a group of people, and despite thunderstorms in the middle of the race, we just had a really nice time. So that was pretty special. And I just got back from a trip to Disney with the family. We drove with four kids from New York to Orlando, and everyone is alive and well, and it was a really fun trip. So we didn't run at all during the trip, but I figured the 10 miles a day we did walking around the parks probably counts towards something, right? So I haven't really figured out how to use the Extra Mile Facebook page. I tend not to be in places or positions to listen to videos when I'm on Facebook, so I'm not really sure how to make that work, but I will continue to follow along the best I can, and everything's going really well. So hope everyone's enjoying their extra mile, and talk to you soon. Bye.
Greetings to all my extra miler friends out there. This is Chris. I'm a Northeast Ohio native, currently living in the hot, humid, sticky low country of South Carolina. This past summer has been quite the trial of getting some running in. The past month or so, actually probably the past 6 weeks, we have seen temperatures well into the 90s. With humidity way up into the 90% range of all, pretty much every day, been making running quite unbearable, bringing on some GI issues when you try to run late in the day, which I don't try to do. However, in Charleston, there's quite a few, actually three or four Thursday night running series that I try to take advantage of. And you get out there, most races start at 6:30. And at that point, your temperature has been hot all day. The ground's humid or hot and humid. And the few that I've run in, well, actually, more than the few that I've run in, the temperature's been 95, 96 with the humidity level up. All of them are 5Ks, and I would hit 2.5 miles or some I would finish. And then whatever I had for lunch that day, 6 hours earlier, would seem to come up. Sorry to be graphic, but it was quite the summer. I've been trying to get out in the mornings down here before I go to work, but when you leave for work at 6:15 or 5:45 some mornings, getting up extra early just really, really isn't appealing. So I've been doing most of my running on the weekends and some in the evenings once the sun goes down. Let me give you a little backstory on who I am and why I'm calling in. As I mentioned, I'm a native of Northeast Ohio, been in South Carolina now for 7 years. Got into running, started running February of 2005. I quit smoking January 1st of 2005 after a 20-year history. And the bad part about that is I'm a respiratory therapist and smoked a pack a day. But that's neither here nor there. So I started running, like I said, in February of 2005. I ran my first 5K, a turkey trot, in Canton, Ohio. Thanksgiving morning 2005. And from that point on, it's been pretty much, I can say that I've always loved running. But like anything that you love, it comes and goes as it seems less important at times. I'd go and be real, real vigilant for 6 months, and then I'd take 3 months off. Once I quit smoking, right around 210 pounds. And since the time I quit, and even though with my off and on running, I managed to get up to a chart topping 267 pounds. That was January of this year. Since January 1st of this year, I tipped in this morning at 207 pounds. So I've lost 60 pounds. Basically, like they say, the old adage is you can't outrun a bad diet, but combined with taking in a steady diet, and I'm not doing all protein or cutting out carbs or anything, I'm just simply watching my calories. I do have a little bit of a balance that I try to eat as far as carbs, proteins, and fat, but it's no fad diet. It's just watch what you take in, burn more than you take in, and that's the whole trick to this thing. But since then, my times have come down. I am back now under a 10-minute mile during a 5K or even a 4-mile run that I just finished. I was in the 940s. And my times, my heaviest, I was well over 12 minutes, 12:15 or so for a 5K. So my times are coming down. I'm feeling much better. And I think that the running bug has bitten me and has stayed again. I have two races on the horizon, besides some little 5Ks here and there. But I plan on running the town I live in, which is Somerville, South Carolina, has what's called the Sweet Tea Half Marathon. That's November 11th. I went ahead and I'm going to register for that this afternoon. Got to get it in before September before the price goes up. And then, backing up, I've run seven or eight halves before, with my fastest time being at 2:15 in 2010, and that was at Myrtle Beach, the Myrtle Beach Marathon's half marathon. I'm not shooting for any time goal. I just want to go out and finish a half marathon. Then in January, I have my eyes set on my first full marathon, the Charleston Marathon here, and obviously Charleston, South Carolina. The few years I've gone and spectated or volunteered at the race or helped out, temperatures have been anywhere from the high 30s to the mid 50s. It's a flat course, maybe a little breeze coming off the Battery or the Charleston Harbor as you run by, and you're running along the Cooper River as well. So looking for a nice cool day to maybe get my first half in. Other than that, backing up, this is not my first time call. I've called in two or three other times before over the past few years with nothing other than just a couple race updates here and there. But I really enjoy the show. Been listening to it for quite a few years now. Love hearing from Jim in his outlook on life, in his training for old age adage. I love hearing that. I love Chris Russell's stuff. I also subscribe to his podcast. Jim from South Central PA. I enjoy listening to everybody, but I really wish, I believe his name was Dax from somewhere up north in the Great White North, somewhere in Canada. He's called in two or three times, and I enjoy his look on how he goes about his running and in life. So Dax, if you're out there and you hear this, give us a call in. Let us know what's going on with you. Other than that, once again, love the show. Honored to be, to hear my voice on the show here. With the next episode or two. Kevin, you do a fantastic job. I wish you all the best. And I would like to say go Bucks to you, but unfortunately, even though I'm from Canton, Ohio, I'm not a real big Ohio State guy. So sorry, but even though you are a Buckeyes fan, you do a great job with the show, and I'm hoping you keep it up. Once again, this is Chris calling from the low country of South Carolina. Hope everyone has a great day. Thanks.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Tom calling from Carrboro, North Carolina. And it's been a while since I've submitted. And it's one of the reasons is I've been dealing with a little Achilles injury. Fortunately, I have been able to run with it, but I need to be pretty conservative with my running. And yesterday, I've been training for the Portland Marathon, which I was going to run on October 9th. And yesterday, I had a training run with the Raleigh Galloway group, and I was intending to do a 20-mile training run. And I started out, and I was just going to see how I felt. And by mile four, I kind of could tell that things just weren't right. And while it wasn't as painful as the week before or uncomfortable, I'll say, I knew that I would only make things worse if I would train for this marathon, and came to the decision that if I wanted to enjoy my fall running season, that I needed to really dial back and concentrate on maybe some shorter races and working on my PT. So that was a very difficult decision. And I broke from the group at mile four, and then I ran back, and it was an up and back, so I could have rejoined him. And I was going away, and then I would turn around saying, oh, maybe I could rejoin the group. And I went back and forth. I guess you probably know how that feels when you have to finally say, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to shut this down. But the fortunate thing is I can still run. I need to not do much hill or hill training or speed work until this thing heals up a lot better, and I am also going to PT, but I have a couple of races that I can look forward to. One is the Tuna Run, which is a relay run from eastern central North Carolina and goes all the way to the coast, and I'm part of the relay team for that. And then there's also a half marathon in Richmond, which is one of my favorite places to race, and that was the site of my first half marathon. So that is something to look forward to. And anyway, that's where I am now. Enjoy your extra mile.
Hey there, Kevin and Extra Milers. This is Zen Runner, and it is September. Can you believe it? I want to congratulate everyone who is participating in the Extra Mile Biggest Loser competition. I think that's so cool. I think it's so cool how the community comes together to support each other. And I want to share with you, you know, every member of the Extra Mile podcast is also an honorary member of the Slow Runners Club. Yeah, that little club of turtles that can do it. We are kicking off September strong. Yes, September strong. That is the theme for us. Hashtag Sep Strong. And to honor this idea, I will be giving away free training for the entire month of September on the Facebook page for Slow Runners Club, so come and join us. We are going through the first 4 weeks of Jeff Horowitz's Quick Strength for Runners book. It's a great book of workouts that anyone can do. It's really good for beginners. And I found that when I augment my running with just a little bit of strength training, I minimize my risk for injury. And we all want that, right? And I want to finish this year strong. That is my intention. I am running the San Diego Holiday Half Marathon as my next race. And then following that up in January with the Carlsbad Half Marathon, two of my favorite events. And I want to be strong. I want to run them well. And how I'm going to do this is by working out at least twice a week, doing some basic strength training, mostly using my body weight, but also using some small things like light dumbbells, an exercise ball, and perhaps a yoga mat, something good like that. So I want to hear from you, everybody on the Extra Mile podcast. What do you do? What do you do to augment your running? You don't just run, right? I know you all do other things too. I want to hear about them. Let us know. Thank you, Kevin, for everything you do. And we can't wait to see you over at the Slow Runners Club. Bye.
Hi, Kevin, all you extra milers. It's Nate from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, checking in. I know Kevin was asking for submissions for episode 151. I hope I got underneath the radar. So you guys know I've been doing the Burning Hand Half Marathon. This will be my fourth year in a row. You know, I got to get four horseshoes. So there's definitely going to do that. I plan to do it a little bit further than the four, so that I can see some of my friends from far away at the Burning Hand Half Marathon. So my training this year, kind of like last year, wasn't the greatest. But I think that Chris and his suggestions have been super helpful. So this last week, I had 17 miles on the docket, so I didn't feel like doing it Saturday morning, didn't feel like doing it Sunday morning, and then I made the crazy assumption that I would try and do it Monday morning. Well, it worked well. I just did not get to 17 miles. It was ended up being 14, which I was very pleased with. Felt awesome. I did 30-30 ratio the whole time. I did walk the first four, like Chris suggested, and that seemed to help a lot. I am looking forward to doing the Burning Half. I still don't know exactly what my plan is, but all I do know is that, one, I am going to have a smile on my face. Two, well, of course, I'm going to be alive. And three, there will be no puking. And I am just going to have a good time with it. I do not have a specific time goal. The only kind of requirement that I have is that it would be under 3 hours, which, considering how it was 2 years ago with the heat. I do not think that that's going to be an issue. I'm just going to enjoy every step of the way. I actually will probably bring you guys along with me for episode 151. That will be my plan. I don't normally do that with half marathons. I usually leave the earbuds at home. But I do plan on spending a lot of that time probably by myself. Don't know if anybody's going to be doing 30-30s or not, but I still very much going to actively pursue being able to chat with my fellow runners. And that's really what we like in the first place, right? So I also have the Hershey half that I signed up kind of on a whim. That's totally going to be for fun. Again, just enjoying the people that are around me. Probably do a 30-30 as well. And just enjoy every minute of it. I have enjoyed seeing videos and everything on the Facebook group, so keep that up. I also look forward to sharing with you guys how my race went on September 10th and then in towards the end of October. I hope you guys have an extremely awesome extra mile, and I'll talk to you guys later. Nate from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, signing out.
Hello, Kevin and Extra Mile Podcast listeners. This is Kim in Michigan. I am making a recording for the first time in response to Kevin saying he was getting a show ready and that he knew there were people listening who weren't sending recordings in. I am one of them, so I thought I would take this opportunity to try it out. I'm trying to find a stretch in my neighborhood where there are not cars or people passing me all the time, and that is not proving to be very easy to do. Here's a little stretch with no cars. I am in the middle of training for my very first marathon. I have run three half marathons very, very, very slowly. I have another one coming up in November, and that will be the anniversary of my first half marathon. And so I am excited about the marathon training. I'm training with Coach Zen. Hi, Coach Zen. And I'm enjoying that, but I'm also a little bit daunted because as an exceedingly slow runner, it's just a big undertaking. So right now I'm just trying to focus on putting in the time. So that's me. I just wanted to say I'm glad that you guys are all out there. I always enjoy hearing your voices and trying to connect voices to faces and faces, Facebook pictures and posts. I don't really see your faces too often other than in the tiny little Facebook thing. But, you know, I like to feel like I know the people that I hear. And so I thought it was only fair if maybe after all this time listening, I popped in and said hi. So anyway, thank you all for being there. Maybe I'll do it again sometime. Enjoy your extra mile.
Hello, Kevin. And all you extra milers, it's Jane from South Wales. I'm not on a run today. I've gone out for a nice walk. I'm going to run later on this evening with Nicola. Nicola being my new Galloway runner, who's doing really well. I've done a lot of running lately, quite a lot of running. I've done about 155 miles in August. I've had a really good time. And I'm sort of sat here. I'm going to post some pictures on the site, but I'm just sat here contemplating how lucky I am, really. I really do feel lucky. I am so glad that I found the Galloway method, because, you know, without that, I just don't think that I would do any of what I do now. I really don't. Even if we just look at August, I did, the best run I've ever done. Not time-wise, it was awful. I mean, there is no run that's ever too slow, but I mean, I did run it quite slowly, and that was the Salisbury 5-4-3-2-1, which was a 32-mile run around the Salisbury Plains. absolutely, even now, I go back there tomorrow. Absolutely awesome run. Relaxed. The people that I met, the things that I saw. I mean, you couldn't see things like that if you were just sat in a house. On Sunday, I run the Seven Bridge Half Marathon. Now, the Seven Bridges, we've got two, and they connect England to Wales. So we started, obviously, on the Welsh side and then run over into England and back. And the original Seven Bridge was 50 years old. And next year, which I think off the top of my head is about August the 27th, we're going to have a marathon, a one-off marathon. So we're going to be running over the two bridges. That was a good run. I mean, it was a lot of out and back, but it was okay. Then on the bank holiday Monday, I did a fantastic run. Again, time rise, it was not very good, but hey, you know, I really enjoyed it and lost time anyway. Like we say, no run too slow. And that was along Llandulo Mountain. Fantastic. And I actually had company, which I didn't expect, so that was an added bonus. I never really get to run races with people very often. That goes hand in hand in Wales, really, with being a Galloway runner. But it was great. It was an old Neely, but I think right today he is an ex-police officer. But a police officer friend of mine turned up and didn't want to go for time. He just wanted to go and enjoy it. And it was absolutely stunning. It was about 1,400 feet of elevation, so it was a pretty hard climb in places, but that's Wales. We've got lots of hills. I'm sat here. The birds are tweeting. I don't know if you can hear them, but there's nobody else bar me talking to my extra mile family, which is what I like. This is where I'm the most happiest. I'm not wearing my extra mile t-shirt, unfortunately. The t-shirt I'm wearing is from a run I done in February, the Saltbrook Challenge. I would have liked to have worn my extra mile t-shirt, but here we go. Kevin, where's my extra mile t-shirt? I really want one. You can thank Suzanne for this. I did mention that I was thinking of putting on a submission, and Suzanne egged me on, so here we go. You can thank Suzanne for this inspirational piece that you're listening to. I'm going to go now and just have another walk. I don't know for how long, but hey, this is pretty long piece. I'm really sorry, Kevin. Really sorry. 5 minutes, 10 seconds. I better go. Anyway, me and my non-extra mile t-shirt are going to go and have another walk. I hope you all enjoy your extra mile. Bye.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. It's Chris checking in one more time from Virginia Beach with a race report. I am happy to say that after Saturday, August 27th, I am now a member of the Half Mile Finishers Club. Boy, was this race a much bigger adventure than I anticipated it being. So real quickly, the race was the Patrick Henry Half Marathon in Ashland, Virginia. Kind of right there on the campus of Randolph-Macon College. Beautiful little downtown area. A train runs right through the main street there where the start line was. But anyway, training had went really well. The week before, I did a 13.1-mile dry run using an interval of a 3-minute run, 30-second walk. To see how that would go. It went really well. Gave me a lot of confidence. I completed the 13.1 that day in around 2:11. not being overly familiar with the course, knowing conditions were going to be a little bit warmer than they had been last weekend, I was hoping to finish the race in 2:15. But the race started at 7 o'clock in the morning. excuse me. Temperatures were probably right around 80 at race time. The forecast had called for being mostly overcast through the morning. Sadly, the forecast was dead wrong, as pretty much by about 20 after 7, the sun was out in full force. The race got off to a good start for me. First three or four miles, I was chugging along at right around a 9:30 or 9:45 pace per mile. It felt really good. In hindsight, given what I was about to learn about the course, I probably went out too quick. Once we got out of town, around mile four, there really was just, there was no shade coverage, and started dealing with a good number of hills, and the hills just didn't seem to stop. So my pace gradually started slowing. Probably around mile nine, I started to see that 2:15 goal slipping away. And at mile 10, it was definitely gone because I started fighting cramps in my right leg and ended up cutting my interval way back to 30-30s. And even then, sometimes I would take extended walk breaks just because of the pain in the leg. The craziest part of the race happened around mile 11, passing the water stop there. It was down in a bottom area, which of course means there's a hill coming. What I didn't know was that this incline was going to last just about to the 12.5 mile mark. And pretty much didn't relent until we were coming back into town to turn the final corner. That said, I finished the race in 2:31 and change. And, you know, once the cramp started, it became about finishing. It wasn't about a time or anything like that. I had a really good time. The race support could not have been better, even when we were kind of out in the middle of nowhere amongst the cornfields. For miles 4 through 10, you know, seemingly at just about every intersection, there were some spectators, the local police department keeping the roads closed and encouraging. And it was just, kind of really cool. You don't, at least in the few races I've run, unless you're in the middle of town, you don't typically get hardly anything. There were plenty of water stops, with both water and Gatorade, and even one of the stops was passing out goo packets for those that needed it. I carried my own fuel, so I didn't have to do that. But the reality is, it was an enjoyable experience despite the the unforeseen trouble with the cramping, because that had not happened on a long run for me prior to that. And I can't wait to do another one. More than likely, looks like I'm going to do Baltimore in October. If that's not able to work out, then I will most definitely do Richmond in November. But Baltimore's the one I really want to do, as I grew up just outside of Baltimore. And I think that would be a lot of fun to do one in my old backyard. Anyway, I've rambled on. Now for better part of 5 minutes and change, so I better get off of here. But anyway, thank you to all those who dropped me little notes on the Facebook page. I love being part of this community. The encouragement, the support that you guys give is awesome, and looking forward to the next one. So enjoy your extra mile.
Hello, this is Ellen, a.k.a. the Downhill Runner, because that's my favorite kind of running. I decided that I would attempt to send in a little blurb. My first attempt, probably my last, but I don't really have anything especially good that I do except boxing. So I decided that I would tell you my story about boxing. So I'm the 10th child, the baby. Actually, I'm the youngest. My older brother's the baby, but we won't go there. And above me were 6 brothers and then 3 sisters on the top end. And I was beat up a lot. My brothers picked on me relentlessly, mercilessly. They just would not leave me alone. And I was always whining. And so one day when I was about 5 years old, my father said, "That's it. You are going to learn how to defend yourself. You're going to take boxing lessons." So he had a friend that was semi-pro in our small little New England town that used to box in the basement of the school. And there I was, this little 5-year-old, tiny, dwarfed rugrat. And I started my boxing lessons. And I took them probably till I was 9. Pretty consistently, and I was pretty strong, and I felt pretty good. And then when I was about 9, my next brother up, who was 3 years older than me, and then they went 4 years older, 5 years older, 6 years older, he decided that he was going to come and beat me up. Well, I really should be honest and tell you why. I would always say to him, if you don't, he was bad. He was a bad boy. He was smoking cigarettes. And I would always say, "I'm going to tell on you." And he would say, "If you don't tell, I'll give you a quarter." So one day I said, "Okay." So I took the quarter and I went to the local penny candy store. And I came home with one of those little tiny brown bags full of candy. And I went and I told on him anyway. So that was it. I knew I was in trouble. So we got outside and he called me, Ellen. I'm like, "Where are you?" "Over here." So finally I got under. We had 4 apple trees in our backyard and I got under and I go, "Where are you?" And he was, "Up here." When I looked up, he peed in my face. So I climbed up that tree and I whooped the snot out of him. I mean, I whooped the snot out of him and he never laid a hand on me again. He would always threaten, and I'd just put up my dupes and go for it. So that's what boxing did for me. It helped my father not have so many headaches with my wham-wham all the time. So that's it. I just thought I would share that with you, Carlos. Tell me what you think. Thanks.
Good morning, Extra Milers. This is Anthony from Southern York County, South Central PA, as J.D. would say it. Actually not far from JD or Dwayne or Nate or I believe Mr. Hailstone. Small world. This is my first submission. Please go easy on me. Forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm really only submitting something because I've actually officially signed up for a half marathon. I'm going to do the Hershey Half October 16th, I believe. It's a Sunday. And I believe Nate is going. I'm not sure on Dwayne yet, but this is my first official half marathon race, you know, timed, I guess you would say. I've run the distance before on my own, but it was a flat out and back, so I really don't hold a lot of stock in that. So I guess I'm officially training, you could say, and nervous and excited at the same time. Looking forward to it for sure. And cooler weather will hopefully make for a great race. And hope to meet some people just to make it, you know, ease the tension and have a good time. And I'm excited. I'm very excited. Training, I guess, is going well. I try to get a couple long runs a week and at least one on the weekends. Those are tough because work. I get to the weekends and I'm just burned out. So keeping it short and sweet. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope to see some of you at the Hershey Half. I hope everyone's training is going well. Kevin, keep up the good work. And everyone enjoy your extra mile. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is John Fournier with Squoosh Bands up here in humid northeast Florida. And I just wanted to give a shout out and a big, huge thank you to the Extra Mile podcast listeners and fans and the cool following we have on Facebook. Kevin and Chris and Jeff, we thank you so much. It seems like invariably when we get an order, it's from you guys and all of our fans spreading the word about Squoosh. If you have a special order or a special request for a little logo or something along those lines, please, when you place an order, just make a special note and we are going to work with you. We're having so much fun putting these cool little logos and ovals on the regular Squoosh bands. But just again, a huge thank you to all you listeners and fans. We love you guys and love this group. Talk to you later. Bye.
Good morning, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Nate from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I just wanted to chime in here real quick. I'm on a walk. It is Sunday, September 4th, Labor Day weekend, the Sunday before the Bird in Hand Half Marathon that I'm signed up for. By the time you hear this, I'm sure that it will, unless Kevin can get it to 151. I'm sure this will all be done and gone. But I wanted to let you know what was going on. So I had been signed up for the Bird in Hand Half Marathon 2016, actually back September of 2015. Signed up as soon as it was available. This would have been my fourth time. And it sounded like a good idea. Meanwhile, I had been working on my book, which I've mentioned before, and my goal was to basically publish it and release it that weekend. Sounds great, doesn't it? Well, I have accomplished the publishing and of everything for the book, and well, I have kind of lost my love and passion for running the Bird in Hand Half Marathon this year. So, last night I had my wife cancel our reservation for the camping. And so we're not going to do it. But doesn't mean I don't love running. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to give my best for the Hershey Half, which I signed up for. I just decided that it would be best if I bail on the Bird in Hand Half Marathon this year, not get the super cool medal, and my heart was just not in it. Could I have done it? Absolutely. Kevin has been an encouragement. I know Chris has been a huge encouragement. I did get a 14 miler in last weekend. But I haven't been running during the week. I really haven't. And I know that I could do it. I knew that I would have a smile on my face. But I really need to be here in Harrisburg finishing things up for the book signing and just everything. So am I disappointed in myself? Absolutely. Will I regret doing it? I don't know. But I do know that it's what I need to do. And I just needed to take a step back and focus on getting ready for the Hershey Half. And it's about a lifestyle, not about certain races, and depending on how things go, I might do Bird in Hand next year. So I just want to give you guys a quick update, so there won't be a race report for Bird in Hand, but I will be doing the Hershey Half in October. So I hope you guys are enjoying your extra mile, and I just wanted to let you know what was going on my world. And I hope you guys have an excellent day. Thanks a lot. Thanks for everything, guys. Guys and gals, bye.
Hello, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is David from Southeastern Mass calling in with an event report. I am 2 weeks away from my trail marathon. That will be September 18th, and I am happily in my taper. I didn't do a very strict training regimen, but I did build up my long miles, and as the school year starts and things get really busy around the house these first 2 weeks of September, I'm grateful that I'm not trying to squeeze any 3- and 4-hour training runs in. That would make life more challenging. If you recall, last year, one of the highlights of my summer of 2015 was a race, but it wasn't a running race. It was a bicycle race, and it was a race that my wife did up Mount Washington. It was a really cool challenge. And I think I may have said this out loud before, but, you know, I run marathons, and I've done a couple ultras, and I can rack up the miles. And it's very interesting being in that situation and probably not being the strongest athlete in my family. My wife is a really, really good cyclist. And this summer, her big event is coming up, and it's a 3-day charity bike ride for a group called Beyond the 11th. And I'll put it right out there. This is a bit of a fundraising request. But so Kelly's event is coming up, and it's a commemoration and a fundraiser related to the September 11th, 2001 tragedy. And the short backstory is that in the aftermath of September 11th, two women who are my age, I'll just say late 40s, these two women both lost their husbands in the tragedy that happened on 9/11. And in the couple of years after that event, they found, you know, and they went through the darkest tragedy you can have, and it's their loss is something I can't even fathom. But what they found in the aftermath was that they had tremendous support, and that there were financial resources and social resources and physical resources. People just came through and really stepped up and did everything they could to try to, you know, help both these widows and their families and the other people impacted by September 11th. And as they looked back on the tragedy, basically in that kind of 3 and 4 years after the fact, they realized that they had this great support network, but people in other circumstances didn't. And they felt this tremendous tie to widows in Afghanistan. And so Patty Quigley and Susan Reddick founded this charity called Beyond the 11th. And 4 years after 2001, they did, I'll say, a small charity event trying to kind of put together a bike ride as a way to raise funds. And on the 5-year anniversary, they did a bigger bike ride. And that year, my wife joined them. And I think they were between 30 and 40 cyclists that year. And, you know, they did that to raise money. And they raised money for widows in Afghanistan because if, you know, regardless of what your politics are, you probably have an understanding that being a woman in some cultures is really challenging, and being a woman who loses your husband and has to be then the sole breadwinner for your family is even more challenging. And so what they've done is raise money to help those women and get them educated and help them both create jobs and get trained so they can do jobs so they can then support themselves and support their families. And that's really the mission of Beyond the 11th. And it's something that my wife Kelly and I believe in and really support. And so at the 5-year anniversary of the event, at the 10-year anniversary, and now this year coming up this coming weekend is the 15th anniversary. And so what my wife will be doing, and I think there'll be another about 50 or between 50 and 100 riders, is they do a 3-day roughly 300-mile ride from New York City to Boston. And Boston was a kind of a home base for both Patty and Susan when their tragedy struck. And so it's a 3-day, 300-mile ride, and their goal is to raise funds to help women in Afghanistan. So I've asked Kevin if I could put this out there, and there are two websites that I'll ask him to share the links to. So beyondthe11th.org, and that's 11th, is the overall charity website. And the fundraising website from wife Kelly is beyondthebike2016, Kelly Foss. And there'll be links in the show notes. And if you have the means and find that you're in a place, you know, where you have the resources to help other folks. We would be glad for your support. And this is a charity that, you know, we believe in and have been supporting for 10 years. And hopefully this is a way, you know, as we look back on those tragic events from 15 years ago, to kind of make the world a better place and not be focusing on all the negativity. So with that, I will sign off. I appreciate everyone listening. I love hearing your submittals and race reports. Keep them coming. Good luck in your fall race season. And with that, this is David from Southeastern Massachusetts signing off.
So there you go, episode 151 of the Extra Mile Podcast. More good stuff, huh? I want to chat a little bit about Dr. Amanda's submission today. Dr. Amanda and I are buddies and go back quite a ways, relating to Jeff Galloway Run, Walk, Run. We've actually broken bread together. She's one of my favorites. And she mentions in her submission for this episode about trying a new training method, some heart rate training from Jeff out in Colorado. And I love that stuff. You guys all know that I'm a Jeff Galloway aficionado, an apostle of the run, walk, run method. And it does work for me. I love everything about it. But I'm not silly enough, I'm not stupid enough to realize or to think that it's the only one out there. There are a lot of different training methods. If run, walk, run worked for everyone, it would probably be the only one around, right? So I love the fact that folks are trying other things. If this works for Dr. Amanda, then good on her, and I want to hear about it. If it doesn't work, I want to hear that too. But it may work for you. I'm not saying if it doesn't work for Dr. Amanda, you shouldn't try it. I think you should. And look around, try other methods, and see what works best for you. I've done that myself. And I've stuck with run, walk, run now for about 5 years because it works. It works better than the ones I've tried. So thank you very much for your submission, Dr. Amanda. And please let us know how that works out for you, huh? My buddy Chris from Northeast Ohio is not a Buckeye fan. So I'm not really sure what to say about that other than to remind Chris that the editor of the podcast always gets the last word, buddy. Adam Zen Runner over at the Slow Runners Club has got yet another event, the September Strong event. There's a lot of cool things to love about the Slow Runners Club, but one of the ones that I like a lot is the fact that Adam seems to have some sort of a special event going every single month. So it's always fresh over there at the Slow Runners Club. And there's still time to get over there, Slow Runners Club on Facebook, and the podcast and the website. I'll put that in the show notes, that link to in the show notes. And there is still time to get involved in Adam's September Strong event. So get over there and see what you can get done with still more than half the month left. Jane, my girlfriend from Wales, she and Suzanne have been scheming behind my back on putting together a Extra Mile Podcast t-shirt. That we're still working on that. I don't know how much demand there really is for it, but we're still working on it. And hopefully we'll have something. I'd like to have something by in time to for everybody to order one if they like for the Jeff Galloway 13.1 in December. But if not, whatever. I mean, we've gone almost 10 years without one, so no rush. Anthony, another first-timer. Anthony and I are buddies on Facebook as well. Running the Hershey Half. So it strikes me, as Anthony mentions, about all of the Pennsylvania extra milers. And not just Pennsylvania. There's quite a few within like a 50 to 100-mile radius of each other. You guys should all think about getting together and running that Hershey half together. Give it some thought. I'd be glad to try to set you guys up with each other and try to work that out. So what do you think? Thanks again so very much for John, my buddy at Squish. John has helped us give away, I'm not keeping count, but I know it's well over 100 Squish bands over the past few years that he's been involved in this podcast. I don't push that thing just because I think it's he's a nice guy, which he is. I push that thing because I think it's one of the coolest and least expensive running items you can take with you if you're a sweater like I am. I went out this week, by the way, and forgot it. What a rookie I am. So I forgot it at home, not in the gym. So I did have a little white cloth, a hand towel that I carried in my gym bag, and I took that with me. That's so old school, isn't it, John? Anyway, John, thanks for all you do for this podcast and all the listeners with all your free gear. I appreciate it. And lastly, you know, I speak from time to time about good causes and how good runners are. And fellow extra miler David Foss and his wife are involved in another one of those great, great causes, the Beyond the 11th great cause that he spoke about, he and his wife are involved in. So I would ask you to give some thought to maybe checking in your sofa cushion, see if there's not some extra change sitting around or whatever you can afford, and send to David and his wife for that great cause to remember the those less fortunate than us from the September 11th disaster, as well as the Afghan widows from that terrible war as well. So give it some thought, see what you can do, and I will put both of the show, or all both of the links that David mentions, in today's show notes. So please consider that. That's all I have for this episode. I appreciate your time, the last hour and a half of your lives. I don't take that for granted. Thanks for downloading the show. Thanks for submitting. And within the next few days, I'll have another episode up over at the Extra Mile Podcast Jeff Galloway edition. If you don't listen to that, I invite you over there to download at least this episode, because I got a special deal going with a girlfriend from our Facebook page. And I think you all know her, and we'll enjoy seeing what we got going over there with Bethany. Anyway, that's all I got. You'll enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.